Hi, everyone. Well, today is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. We'll be going there normally around 15 minutes before the hour. And the day today is March 24th, 2018. We'll clear the date for you. And this is our Creation Lightship Healing Show. Here we go, clearing the date. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That feels pretty good to me. Let's energize the light beam on your monitor screen to bring you peace energy. And I use the word stronger to do that. Stronger, 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 stronger. And if you're having a situation going on that is bothering you, could be physical pain or just emotional trauma or something, think of it right now. And here we go. Releasing that. Counting to 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Okay, that's released from you. So we'll bring our co-host on tonight. And tonight it is Ann. So, Ann, are you ready to go?
Yes, I am. Good evening, Ron. Welcome, and welcome to everyone listening. That is, of course, Ron Ametron, who is the Creation Lightship ambassador, I guess is the best way to say it. And Ron has a wonderful website, creationlightship.com, on which there are many healings. You'll want to look at that website if you haven't after the show tonight. Ron does most of the healings online. He also does live healing calls, which are fantastic. And there is one of those tomorrow, so stay with us if you're new. And later in the show, Ron will be doing a physical healing by allowing us to be on Creation Lightship, the place where we were created and where we can experience source energy healings. He'll be doing that later in the show tonight, and that is a brief sample of what happens when he does a live call-in healing. And again, that'll be tomorrow starting at 10 a.m. Pacific time, and it lasts for 7 hours. So it's 7 hours of healing on the Lightship. Please send any messages, testimonials, questions about healings, how you're doing with the healings. Ron really appreciates feedback, and you can either click on the button that links you to the Weebly Fast Chat on the BBS radio station page, or you can just send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and I'll get those during the show tonight. And, oh, and because we're going to the Lightship, there are energies we can visit on the Lightship, mostly of nature. And I guess all would be nature, kind of Earth nature. So please send in any requests that you, of any animals or things of nature you might want to experience the pure source energy of. That always makes it really fun for everybody when people request certain rooms to visit. And that's, I guess, all the announcements I can think of at the moment, even though Ron is very busy and has a lot of things going on. I'll turn it back over to you, Ron. Is there any other announcement type of thing you want to say before we proceed?
Yeah, we had the workshop today, and I guess the conference call line wasn't, I don't know, maybe it's not as sensitive as the phone itself, because the phone was great. It was very, you know, everything was loud in the room, but it just didn't seem to function well. So we're having another one, which will let you know. It'll be free to the people who signed up today. And you'll be getting probably your literature, put in a request for that, and we'll get the literature that we handed out, probably a PDF, so you could have it. And the next one more than likely is going to be after the San Mateo Expo, and that'll be the end of next month. So maybe it could be the weekend following that. And so just listen in on some of the shows, and we'll mention when that's going to be. And if you couldn't do it now, you can just get it then, you know, like a new person. But the people that did pay, we're having another one. And we'll notify you, and just you know, we'll get everything together, you know, later on here, you know, near the end of next month, and let you know. So, from there, I could do some healings here. I don't know. Do you have any idea, Ann, what might be a good one? I did quite a few earlier today.
Yes, Ron, those samples you did today were wonderful. Thank you so much.
So what do you think that we should do?
Well, I thought of grief.
Okay.
A sample of the grief clearing. I don't know if we've done that in a while.
Okay, yeah. I haven't done grief for a while, so good grief, you know. Wasn't that in the Life of Riley or something? Didn't he always say good grief? And I don't know. an older show, probably in the 50s, I guess. So anyway,
well,
here we
I
go.
Think somebody used Remember to say it show? On maybe Lucy on Charlie Brown. Yeah, I think
okay.
it was Lucy. Oh, good grief, Charlie Brown.
Okay. So here we go. Let's release the energy. Think of one of your grief situations. It's really a weird word, but here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, there we go. And I guess I'll just do one for sore feet. Maybe you have sore feet out there. And so this will be for the bottom of your feet. 1, releasing the energy. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And related to your feet would be your ankles. Maybe you have an ankle condition. So let's release that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll go back to your feet. So maybe you have flat feet. So let's see if we can create a better arch for you. So if you need more of an arch, this is your choice here. So you want to just request that. We'll see if we can help you out. So I'll count to 100. Maybe you're on the light ship right now having this procedure done for you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And on the light ship, you are walking around during this process. And you're commenting to the light beings how it's feeling. And you may be walking down here, too. You should probably be walking. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. And start walking if you haven't done so, so you can see the progression of what needs to be done. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So send us an email now if you feel like your arch is a little better, maybe higher than what it was, if that's needed for you, just to get some feedback from people. I'll do another clearing. You can send that to clsquestions@yahoo.com or on the fast chat link there. I work with shoulder energies, top of your shoulders. Maybe you have stress there. This is a stress clearing for shoulders. So I'll just use the word stronger to clear that. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Ann, I'll turn it back over to you. You can maybe check on some of the emails that we had prior to doing the healings here.
Sure thing, Ron. Thank you so much for those samples, and we have a couple of requests for some more, but I'll share an email that just came in. Thank you. Hi, Ron. What a phenomenal workshop today. Thanks so much to you and Halcyon for all the great information and healings. I feel like a new person. Many blessings.
That's cool.
Right. So we have people's, a lot of email addresses in the CLS questions inbox from today, either because they wrote in about the that they couldn't hear or that, you know, we sent them the PIN number. So we'll send, make sure all those people get the information, the handout part, and then also let them know, well, we'll announce on the radio shows, I guess, when the next talk will be. So keep tuned to BBS Radio, and we'll be letting you know. We're getting some requests for rooms, so thank you very much. That's always very nice. And the only thing is someone sent in a request for a physical healing, and you don't need to do that, because when you get on the light ship, I should have said that more clearly at the beginning of the show. Later, when Ron does the transporting us to the light ship, you will want to say out loud what you would like worked on your physical body to be healed. Or you can write it down if you're somewhere, you know, where you can't talk out loud, which sometimes happens. Okay, so over the past 3 weeks or so, Ron, you've really done a lot of clearings and changed everyone and changed the whole planet. And we had a couple of emails last night about people having uncomfortable and unpleasant experiences with people. And someone else wrote in, I had a similar experience as the listener who had an unpleasant visitor. My neighbor has been contacting me a lot since I have been newly free, creative, and peaceful, thanks to all of Ron's releases. Are these people who are not doing clearings desperate and looking to attach to the light, perhaps?
It's possible. Maybe they're clones, don't understand what's happening. You know, I guess what I could say is you really can't be concerned about other people. You know, everything now is for you. And if they're not on board with what we're doing, with energy changes and stuff, they may, you know, not like the way the energy on the planet is. But everything, when you listen to the calls that we have and we do changes, let's say for the planet, they won't know anything about it, and that's okay. The changes are for people who are awake and ready to move forward and be responsible for their life. And that's what's going on when I do some type of planetary energy. And people may detect something out there. Maybe they may think it's something going on from the Beyondo, and it's affecting the planet. That's what you know, a lot of the channelers talk about off and on. But I'm not concerned with people who are not awake, and that's not in my reality. I'm here to move the planet forward for ascension and help the people that, you know, come in contact with the website and do the healings. So that's my only concern. So I guess what I'm saying is if they don't get it, they don't come onto the website, I'm not responsible for their actions and the way they feel, and I'm not going to help them because they need to understand that they need to listen to their spirit, and if that's the case, they will find the website somehow when they're web surfing. So, and you're probably talking, you're listening or communicating, interacting with clones, so don't expect much out of them. As far as a clone attacking you because you have a little more light, I don't know if that's a valid statement or not. You know, you can just walk away, Renee, and know that maybe that life form can't understand what's going on. And just don't engage, you know. So that's what I would say. You know the basic, you know, scenario is, you know, let the dead bury the dead. And that's, they're dead. So they have their own problems, and it's up for them to connect, you know, to the website to have healings. and to know what's happening. And so you may be listening or communicating to somebody who doesn't have a spirit, and that's the way it is. It's not up to you to educate them. So by all means, don't try to educate them about the website, because you may get some clone that's hostile. So just let it go. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, great, Ron. Thank you so much. Let me go on to another email message. New energy without the lingering Jesus energy. I did tune into my body as suggested on the Friday show and find that I did feel better and lighter. I was walking faster, for example, whereas I would usually drag my feet. Ron, I was wondering, did the vortexes caused by praying to Jesus go with him? Thanks for the new me and new you. And they wrote praying with the E, P-R-E-Y-I-N-G.
Yeah, so yeah, you do become prey to whatever's out there when you connect to anything outside of yourself. So that's why I say you just need one, the book that I have, you know, which is one page, you know, which says go within when you open the book up. So that's the whole process, is to connect to your spirit and don't do anything outside of yourself, like attunements and DNA activations, prayer work, you know, anything that you're sending energy outside of your body to something. And then normally at that point, you're asking for a favor to one of these alien gods out there, and they'll hook you up. Or you have some practitioner bring in something to you to give you more enlightenment. And like I say, you never change. Your spirit is one frequency, and your body is another. So you have two frequencies in your body, we'll say, just making it very simple, and those energies never change. And, people think that they're going to raise their vibration. The only thing you're doing is getting, as you do clearings, to get the darkness out of you. You're just having more of your spirit come to you. And you're not raising your vibration, but you're able to use more of your spirit. And you may look like you changed, but you're just the same old you that was there when you were born. And so you're never changing anything. So by thinking that you can bring something into you outside of yourself to make you more powerful, to make you more conscious, et cetera, you know, thinking that you're going to another dimension, no frequency, no, all that is garbage. All that is the dark light energy trying to take you further down the rat hole so you have more abductions with the Utes, the unwanted universal travelers that are preying on you. A lot of that stuff is released out of here. But, you know, you do have free choice, free will to connect to the darkness. And so, unfortunately, your free will got you to where you are now, and you're trying to get out of that darkness energy. So you don't want to really have free will, because free will allows you to choose darkness. You want to be in the present moment, and that's all you need to worry about. Keep in the present moment, and that's where all your energy is. And then you're off of timelines, or active timelines that you're on when you start thinking. So that's sort of the process. Do the mind a heart drop, and do it every hour. You're going to feel much better, and things will be leaving you because you're not connected to darkness energies or vortexes or whatever you want to call it out there. And that's once you get disconnected from that or those energies, then you feel better. Remember, the source energy will never give you a warm, fuzzy feeling, make you giggle, make you cry because it's so wonderful. It doesn't do that. It's there. It's a non-judgment, and there's no emotion to that energy. So when you have a healing, you're just going to feel cleared out, but you're not going to be jumping up and down because there's no emotional connection of source energy that you can detect and feel. It's just peace. So back to you. And we'll see what else we have coming in there. About maybe have something about flat feet. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. Meantime, I'll read another testimonial that came in about someone who recently enlisted in Special Forces. Okay, as of Tuesday, and last night, there was a pretty huge battle. There must have been aliens coming here. It only lasted like 5 minutes. Then everything was calm, and we kicked back. Today it snowed and rained and hailed all at different times. Enlisting was the best decision I ever made in my life because I feel them working with me and releasing darkness that I've encountered earlier in my life. Can you explain a little about this? I am also helping to release this. Oh, am I also helping to release this, or are they protecting me, or both, and why?
Yeah, the soldiers will, in a sense, protect you. It's hard for me to describe that because your particular unit that you're with, maybe there's a dozen to maybe 20 time-traveling soldiers that you're connected to or involved with for the battles, okay? So naturally, because you're doing that, they also are with you, in a sense, around you through your daily life of living here. And just their energy itself can ward off stuff before it even comes to you. So you could say that they're protecting you. That's not exactly what I would say, but it will look that way. And also, you will have maybe a personality change to where you're more straightforward, possibly, with people. So you got to kind of tone that down somewhat. You don't want to be too arrogant, but you won't allow people to waste your time because you're already probably maybe on full alert, possibly, depending what the situation is, and you normally won't take any static or anything from anyone around you who is trying to, play a game with you to steal your energy. You'll have, the sense like, okay, been there, done that, get out of my life, goodbye, Charlie, or don't mess with me, personality-wise. So you will change a little bit because you are on, active duty with your weaponry on you, okay? And that could translate, you having this stuff here and you don't see it, but it's ready to, it's available for you to use, put it that way. And some people will see that, recognize it in you, and back off quickly. Remember, it's in your auric field that you are a time-traveling soldier, and don't mess with me. That's basically what your psychic billboard is saying to people. And like I said, you may have a slight personality change. So if you're a meek and mild person, we'll say, now you're going to have a different personality, and because you know you're doing this work. You're not going to take any stuff from people. And so I'm sure that people who are enlisted listening will agree with what I'm talking about. If you'd even like to comment, that would probably help the newbies who are enlisted on how you feel your personality has changed a little bit, maybe a little more aggressive, So, yeah, it would be nice to have somebody comment who is a time-traveling soldier for a while and how this has helped them. But, yeah, you will have situations probably not occur in your life. And nobody will be testing you or, poking at you because, they probably see your laser weapon on you and it could be aimed at them. They may have those red dots automatically on them and they go, uh-oh, what's these red dots here? I better, be quiet and leave, and I don't want to be terminated. So, yeah, that's not that would happen here, but believe me, I guess the saying for men is you got to, big labels, So anyway, back to you, Ann.
Yes, thank you, listeners, so much for sending that in. We all, I think, really enjoy hearing about what's going on with the special forces and battles and that kind of thing when people have the insight like that. So that's great. And that gentleman was just enlisted last week. So thank you so much for sending
in. Yeah, and what I will say, typically when you have rain and you have hail, the hail probably is going to be an alien ship crashing. And just the hail is just a byproduct of that. And it might even smell metallic if you pick it up. So you have alien metal in your hand when you pick up the hail. So back to you.
Okay, well, hopefully that won't continue to happen after this winter. Okay, another testimonial about this afternoon's healing conference call. Hi, Ron. Oh, boy. Some very old, sticky, and heavy energies have been coming up for me the last few weeks, and you just blew them all away today. I feel wonderful and back in charge of myself. What a relief. Thank you so much.
Great. Wonderful.
Yeah, and that is wonderful. So now we have some new things that just came in, so we'll see if anyone's feet are feeling better. Here we go. Thanks for the foot healing. My bones are much more flexible. Well, that's wonderful.
Yep.
That's what we want.
Yeah. And what I will say, when we do any type of clearing healing, or whenever I do any of these, anytime, wherever I am, whether it's an expo or on a conference call, that is a permanent healing. People ask, how long is this going to last? Well, it'll last. The healing is done. It's up to you if you don't want it. Okay, and so the healing is corrected, and you have peace in its place, so you shouldn't really be drawn into, the past. So if you had a foot healing right now, it's corrected, and don't doubt what happened. Walk away, Renee, and just feel good that it happened. In a few days, you won't even know that you maybe had flat feet, okay, but you may want to possibly change your shoes or something because they're used to your old feet. So that's what I would suggest doing. So back to you.
Okay. Get back here to some more emails. So this is interesting. There is a radio show, a listener sent this in, Ron, on radio station 1, BBS, on Saturday night at midnight, and the person's name, I guess, who hosted, Alan Steinfeld, new reality show, put a link with you on it from the UFO panel at the New Life Expo. That was in New York, I believe, right? UFO panel, New Life Expo?
Yeah, that was last week, yes. Uh-huh, that's correct.
Okay. So she shares, glad Alan finally got to hear you, Ron, and agree with something you shared.
Yeah, so if you listen to it, you can listen to the introduction with the different people. And then I was the first one to do comments. It was turned over to me as at the very end of the table, which is where I always go, as I need to sample or sense the people on the panel so I don't have to look the other direction as I get psychic attacks from them if they don't agree with what I'm talking about. That's what people do. So I'm always on the far end to ward that off. So being at the far end, either they start at one end or the other, and I got asked whatever they asked me, and I answered, the question. So I started off first, and then you have other people having comments about things. So I probably set the panel, the tone of the panel. And then I also talked at the very end of it, and it's probably an hour and 45 minutes. So when I'm on panels, I always try to give the people, using the term, meat and potatoes. You know, I'm not there to be airy-fairy. I just give facts and information. And one panel member was just kind of talking about other people for like 15, 20 minutes, like nothing is there to talk about UFOs. He's just dropping names, who the guy was, I can't recall. But I was sitting there thinking, gee, what's this, you know, where is his information about UFO stuff, you know? So he rattled off probably 10 names of people that he knew, you know, big deal, you know? So I kind of was like, what are we doing here? Another person was actually up on ships and had contact in New York. And then another person had stuff from the, they call it the backside, instead of the dark side of the moon, the backside of the moon. They had photographs, and he's talking about kind of how NASA covers that up and gets rid of the 3D image so it doesn't look like there's no depth to the craters and locations there. So that was kind of interesting. But anyway, if you want to hear me, I'm on the first, you know, just listen to maybe the introduction and then of all the people. And then on the first one talking, I cleared aliens out of the room. I did a bunch of things. And then at the very end, I also spoke. So I'd be maybe the first 5 minutes into it, you're going to hear me. And then the last, time, I think it came to me first. So maybe the last 15 minutes, you could probably hear me. Then the other presenters came forward. So anyway, and then Nathan was there also, which I did a workshop with. He was on the same panel. So Nathan Rosenblum, so you may want to listen to him. And he was, I think, the fourth person, I believe, on the panel. So anyway, that's it. So it's probably an hour and 45 minutes in length. And you could listen to the whole thing, too. It might be interesting. I don't know. But back to you.
Anne. Okay. So people are sending in messages, and they're kind of they're not coming in a way that I can read them. So if someone has a testimonial about the removals that Ron did at the beginning of the show, especially the flat-footedness and all, if you wouldn't mind sending them in an email, because the messages from the fast chat are coming in, I don't know, it's kind of oddly tonight, and I'm clicking on them, and there are things Kathy read last night, so I don't know what's happening. They look new, but they're actually have been read, and then I'm not getting in new ones, so I don't know what is happening with our account here. But, Ron, I was wondering if you wanted to perhaps do, while we wait to see what else we get in, would you like to do a couple of more samples?
Sure. Let me think what we could do here. Well, I'm going to do a real heavy one for people. On the call today, what I did is release the energy of a woman having a dead fetus inside of them. So here we go. This could work for men too. You know, it could be a genetic thing. Maybe you have some poison in your abdominal area that's been there forever because you have a fetus that is decaying inside of you over the eons of time on timelines. So this could be like a stillbirth scenario or something even worse. So here we go. So I'm going to have to count to 100. And you could even feel a little nauseated possibly, but the energy will be released from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. There we go. I released today shackles off people. So I'll just release shackles off of your neck here. So here we go. I'll count to 20 to release it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. Here we go. The shackles released from your neck. Okay. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. Wow, Ron. Thank you so much. And I think you've said this in the past, that that clearing you did for a dead child, possibly in our bodies, would help men as well, because men have been women in different lifetimes. And I just wanted to remind everybody that Ron has a one-month-long healing. So if you felt a release there or you've had any issues, he does have an abortion, miscarriage, and stillbirth clearing. It's $50, and you run that for a month to get all those energies off. You can find that on Ron's website. Again, it's creationlightship.com. We're getting in some room requests, and let me just check our time. I think it might, well, no, we have a few more minutes, so let me get to see if we have some more emails in here. A question. Is the alien baptism barcode removal still advisable?
Oh, of course, yes. Want to get that off of you. Yep.
Okay.
All the clearings, even though we're doing work and things are changing on the planet, we'll say all the clearings, 100% of them, is still valid. So don't think because we did some clearing that you don't need to have something, because you can still be on timelines from the past, and the clearings will help you with that.
Yes.
Yes,
I feel like the clearings are more powerful than ever.
Yes, they're probably 10 to 20 times stronger.
Wow, that's amazing. And do you think that's both that so many alien energies are gone, and also that you're running the direct source energy? Or we're receiving direct source energy, I guess, through the computer?
Yeah, I'd say both would be probably correct. It's a little harder to describe or explain. The bottom line is that I'm using my jurisdictional power, since I'm in control of the light energy, and this planet is in the light energy now, of whatever the light energy would go to. It's like, get out of here, and it's just turning, I have to bring the energies in, source energies in here to enforce that the energy here is of light. And so the energy is coming in much stronger because it's now known that this is a light planet. So that's sort of the way I would talk about that, is that we are in light and darkness can't come here. So the light is getting stronger, and things that are here will understand that they can't be here if they're not of light. So hopefully I answered that properly. I guess, you know, it's a little hard because I look at it and it's, you know, getting into like a personality type energy of judgment if I were to say anything. I'm just like sick and tired of what's happened here from the past, okay, and get out of here. That's the way I would look at it if I were in judgment. You guys did too much damage here over the eons of time, and you don't belong here, and adios, amigos. You know, if you're here, I've seen you, and you've been here for too long, and you're terminated. That's the basic thing. So, and causing harm to the planet and harming, you know, the energies here. I don't want to go on and on. I just get kind of in a downward spiral. A lot of the stuff that's happened in the past will never happen again here. So back to you.
Okay. Okay. Here's a question that came through. How do we manifest? Hi, Ron. How do we manifest through our spirit?
Okay. The first thing is, we'll just talk about the new earth, okay? In the new earth, you're with your spirit, and you may see something, and you have the blueprints of what you want to manifest. So it's a little hard for me to describe this, but I'll just try to make it very simple. So you're looking out, we'll just say, with a telescope, we'll say, and you're checking out different planets of life, and you know, you are wondering what you want to manifest next as far as a life form for yourself. And this will also pertain to you manifesting something physical here, okay? So you're scanning and you go, oh, there he is, a butterfly. Wow, that's cool looking, you know? You're not in judgment, but you say, I want to be a butterfly. So you manifest the blueprint of the butterfly and you go into it. And you're also in control of what the butterfly does in its lifetime, okay? So here, you want to manifest something. Well, you're still in judgment because in true life, there's really no judgment. Things just happen instantly. But here, because you're on timeline dealing with people, et cetera, you may have a more difficult time doing so. So here we go. So all of a sudden you go, okay, I want to manifest, maybe you want to buy, I don't know, you need information on paint because you want to paint your house, okay? So you need to manifest that information so you can figure out what, you know, color of paint you want to have. And so now you're looking at, gee, how do I do this here? So right away you may want to put that information into duality, because that's where you're living normally. And then you do the mind to heart drop, and maybe you have it written on a piece of paper. I want to know about different colors, and I'm kind of maybe leaning toward maybe a light tan color, and you don't know which light tan color to purchase. So that's the information in front of you that you wrote down. Do the mind to heart drop, and you read that, and right away, instantly, your spirit knows that you are looking for paint. Anyone looking for a light tan paint color? That's all that's needed. And next you go to a store that sells paint, and your spirit knows that you're looking for a certain color. And now you have to make decisions, and you're automatically guided in a sense, I could say that, or something will fall on your lap, we'll say, of a certain color, but you'll be in tune with the energy that has paint. And at that point, you'll decide your color and probably purchase it. So this is not the law of attraction. This is you looking for an outcome for what you are choosing to manifest in the light. So the consciousness of everything does have a light frequency to it, because somebody had to make those little paint swatches and whatever. And it does have light in it, so you're communicating with it on a level of consciousness that you probably know nothing about. but automatically this thing will pop out. You go, oh, that's my color, and you solved it. Now, in duality, you're going to be looking back and forth. Oh, boy, this is the right one. I don't know about what how it's going to look on my wall, and you're going through all your stuff in duality. In light energy, no, it doesn't work that way. So that's kind of the way you would manifest. But you do have to input this to your spirit, so when you do the mind of heart drop, whatever you're looking for to purchase, you need to show your spirit what that is. So normally you would have information indicating what you want to do. Then do the mind of heart drop, your spirit knows, and then, you know, you just got to move your feet around and go different places and whatever to find the outcome, we'll say, of what you want to bring into your life. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. That was a really interesting description of manifesting and really helpful. It is time to go to the lightship. So just a quick reminder that you will want to say your physical, make your physical healing request out loud or write it down. And I have some rooms here, Ron, that people have requested. So when you're ready, we'll go.
Okay, so this only works live on tonight's program. You're going to be out of time going to the lightship, being bi-located. So if you're on the archive listening, then you need to come on to one of our Saturday calls that's live to go there. But you will feel the peace energy. So here we go. You can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. So coming up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and we're going to the hot tub room and the oxygen room tonight. And we're going to be in whatever room we're in throughout the call here when we're on the light ship. So turn it over to you, Ann. So what's the first room that you have there?
The willow tree room.
Okay, here we go. And you do want to request your healing out loud. Probably do it maybe every 10 seconds, 20 seconds or something like that. And you can whisper it. So here we go. Go into the willow tree room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That feels pretty cozy. Okay, back to you.
Okay, spring tulips.
Tulips, okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay.
Field of lavender flowers.
Okay. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. Next room.
The orange room.
Okay. So going into one of the color therapy rooms. So orange. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll do maybe 3 or 4 of these here, okay? Let's go into the room where there's silver. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we'll go into the gold room. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into the room that looks blue to me, light blue. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So you're getting energy from these rooms right now to help heal you. We'll just call it color therapy. Okay. We'll do 2 more rooms, Ann.
Okay. The waterfall room.
Okay. Here comes to help detox you. We'll go into the rainbow waterfall room. So, and you're walking in the waterfall room energy. So the water's pouring all around you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And last room?
Did I say butterfly? No, butterfly room.
Butterfly room, okay. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That's great. So we'll come back from the light ship. And your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are joining you. And we're coming back down, and I'll count to 5, and at 5 we'll be here with your consciousness in the room that you're in prior to this here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So back to you. And we'll
wow,
see.
Wow, Ron, I'm very, very peaceful. Thank you. Those color rooms felt so good.
Yeah.
And they all felt very different. I don't know if anyone else felt that way, but that was really neat. Thank you. Okay, I'll go back to some messages, Ron. My feet are still tingling. I can squeeze my toes better than ever.
Great.
That's nice. And someone else wrote in, I just walked around with my bare feet. I have youthful feet. My feet feel strong, tight, and ready for action. Thank you, Ron.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah. Feet are important. Mm-hmm. Arches on feet healing. Hello, Ron. This was a great healing. I felt the carpet in a whole new way while walking around during the healing. I work on my feet all day and have pins and screws in them from surgery. Feet have been an issue since birth. Buying new shoes is in my schedule for next week. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Well, that's interesting. Maybe something will have changed with the size of that listener's feet or something. Like they're, I don't know, what would be better? Probably you'd be a little bit larger because your foot would be more happy and relaxed, probably not get smaller.
Yeah, I'll put some energy right now into your feet again, like we're doing the clearing over again. So what I'll do, I'll hold this energy for everybody listening tonight, and I'll hold it for half past the hour. So when we sign off on BBS, you're going to have, in a sense, we do that around straight up on the hour approximately. So you're going to have up to a half an hour of more healing on your feet for your arches. So if you want to make any corrections, just tell the light beings that you want to change your feet a little bit. So you're going to be in the decision-making co-creative process with the light ship and your feet. So you can make some adjustments there if that's needed. So how's the time doing?
About 3 minutes before the hour, Ron.
Okay, so we probably get a couple of questions there or testimonials in before we sign off.
Okay. Someone said, I really reacted to the fetus clearing. I think I have to do the, abortion and stillborn and all clearing. So that's good. I guess if you feel something, it might be all the way healed for you because sometimes that happens, but sometimes it's an indication that you need a little more work on clearing things out. Okay. Someone else wrote, the healing of arches on the feet. Thank you, Ron. This healing tonight was great. I've had flat feet my whole life, and I work on my feet all day. Oh, okay, that's the same one. When Jesus's energy left, might this have made some people or clones angry? I guess so. You kind of addressed that already there. Yes. because this is another person. I had people verbally attack me, and one person was forceful, someone was mean. Okay. But I am standing up for myself better. And they are enlisted, so that's helping them a great deal. So that's good. They signed up again to be, okay. So this year, Easter falls on April Fool's Day, especially since all the light of dark religious connection to the resurrection and wanting a connection to JC, now not on Earth any longer, this seems very appropriate. That's funny. So we'll stay away from that day. And if you have any attachment to that day as a holiday or a feast day or a religious, whatever you think of it as, then that'll be important to clear. Reminder, tomorrow's 7-hour conference call. Thank you. I really felt the presence of my spirit coming into me throughout the day on a daily basis so strong. So that's the second person, Ron, that's written in saying they feel more in touch with their spirits and bodies. I think it's because of all the recent work and releases you've done. Are you there, Ron?
Yeah, very good.
Okay. Uh-huh. So maybe you want to say anything else? Tomorrow's the 7-hour healing call, and if you're ready, we can say goodbye. The next BBS radio show is 4 p.m. Pacific time on Monday on BBS Radio Station 1. Go to Ron's website. At the top are all the listings of the special healings he's doing. He has a brain restoration healing call coming up in the month of April. He's going to an expo in Northern California. It's all on Ron's website. So I'll say goodnight and thank you, Ron, and thanks everyone listening.
Okay, and when I start off next month's conference calls, the ones that are going to be on the weekend, I'm starting an hour later on the Sunday call. It'll be at 11 o'clock in place of 10 Pacific. So just know that next month's calls will be 1 hour later when they start on Sundays. So here we go. Let's do the mind of heart drop. And you want to add at the end of it and make me real. So here we go. Say this out loud. I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and make me real. To facilitate this, we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Wonderful. So remember, you have up to maybe a half an hour now to work with your feet, walk around, ask the light beings for, corrections, bring up the light being on your monitor screen so it's active. Any page that has a light being, it will work for you. Bring that up so you can communicate to the light being that's helping you with your feet. So blessings, everybody. Have a very good evening here, and see you tomorrow on the 7-hour conference call, 10 o'clock Pacific, 1 o'clock Eastern. So bye, everyone. Blessings. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And I, naturally thank all you listeners listening, and have a wonderful evening. Bye, everyone. Thank you.